My name is Richard. I'm a recovered alcoholic and a recovered compulsive overeater. One day at a time, they told me it would get better, and my best thought was bullshit. I didn't believe them. You know, I came into AA and I came into OA a skeptic, and I still am. I don't believe everything I hear. You know, and the reason being, a lot of us are pretty good bullshitters. And the trouble is, we bullshit ourselves worse than anybody else. And don't even know we're doing it. You know, I got up early this morning, and I went up to the Windjammer, and I thought of the 23rd Psalm as I got up there. You know, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And that's a dangerous place, you know. But I want to bring you the good news. The good news is I didn't have to compulsively overeat today. You know, sometimes we go to meetings and we don't hear the good news. You know, all we hear is whining, moaning, and groaning. You know, and I've been to a lot of meetings. And when I go to those meetings, I think, well, it's time to take them the good news. The good news is I didn't have to compulsively overeat up in the Windjammer this morning. I tried this restaurant. But it ain't open at 7:20 in the morning, you know. And so I ended up at the Windjammer, and, you know, my needs are met, you know. Now, we've got a whole bunch of things we're going to talk about, or Margie may talk about. I'm going to talk about whatever I damn well want to. I need a volunteer. I need somebody to pass these out. One to everybody. And what they are, they're nickels. You know, a long time ago, I was sitting in an AA meeting. Now, I'm going to say AA, you know, don't get offended. I get offended, hell, sometimes we do more when we're offended than any time else. When we're feeling pain, we're more likely to grow, you know, or go, you know. And a lot of us go and hopefully come back. You know, I don't know why you're here. I'm here because I enjoy being an alcoholic. Overeaters Anonymous. I've been sober for 39 and a half years. I've been in OA for 30 years. Weight loss has been about 35, 40 pounds, 50. I don't know what the hell it's been. You know, I don't keep that close a track of it today. You know, they said it would get better, and like I said, I didn't believe them. Now, that's one of the things we're supposed to talk about is honesty, and that's why I say I didn't believe them, because that's the truth. I didn't believe everything I heard in these rooms. First off, I was real uncomfortable when I came into OA. You know, I got sober first, and 10 years later, I ate my way through the doors of Overeaters Anonymous, and I didn't want to be here. You know, I did not want to be in a room full of women. Because the reason being was most of the pain I felt in my life came around women, you know. And I, like I said, I got sober first, and 8 years later, I ended up going to treatment for alcoholism. And I didn't drink to get there. You know, I was stone sober when I went. My wife at that time divorced me. She moved in with my best friend, who was a drug and alcohol counselor on the ship I was on. And I went to treatment with a few little resentments, and that's where the best place I could have been in treatment, because it was a controlled environment. You know, at that time I didn't know I was a compulsive eater. You know, I just ate compulsively, period. You know, and the Navy. 5 years sober, I quit smoking, and I gained about 50 pounds just by quitting smoking. And the Navy got on me about my weight, so I had to do something. Did those get all the way around?
Yeah.
Everybody got a nickel?
Okay. No.
Did I tell you what the nickel was about?
No.
Sometimes I run my mouth so much I don't know what I've said and what I haven't. Everybody get one? Okay, the nickel, I was in an AA meeting a long time ago, probably not 29 years ago, and there was a young drunk going on and on and on, like a lot of us do. And I reached in my pocket and I flipped him a nickel, and he looked at it and he looked at me and I says, "Turn it over." He turned the nickel over, looked at the other side, looked back at me like, "Huh?" I said, "No, turn it over to God." Now, he never got what I was trying to tell him, but I did, and I've been giving away nickels ever since then. It says on that nickel, "In God we trust." You know, and when I put my trust there, something happens. I can't prove it. I can't, you know. I had a lady come up to me a while back, about 12 years ago, and she said, "Remember that nickel you gave me 12 years ago?" And hell, I didn't remember her. But she said she turned it over and it worked. You know, I believe AA got started over a nickel. That's something else I can't prove. Bill Wilson was in Akron, Ohio, was sinking to drinking and realized he was staying sober by helping other drunks. So he went in the bar and got a handful of nickels, went out and started calling the different churches, you know, and he eventually got a hold of Dr. Bob, and that's how the AA program got started. Actually got started when Bob got sober a few months later. But keep coming back, you know, take what you like. You know, I've been in this program for, like I said, almost 30 years. I don't know if you all noticed, but I sat up here and I didn't take any notes. Because I don't do that, you know. I don't do writing assignments. When somebody gives me a writing assignment, my middle finger usually goes up.
Oh, no.
And I, which one do you want me to do first? No, that's... But I don't do writing assignments because it reminds me of when I grew up as a little kid. You know, I grew up this short, fat, little, dumb kid. You know, and I found out since I've been in the programs, both of them, that I'm not that same person today. You know, I've changed. I hope. You know, but when it comes to writing assignments, it brings back, I don't spell well, and I don't want you all to know it. You know, so I'll stand up here and tell you that. You know, but it just brings back too much garbage inside me, you know. Now, I did do a written fourth step, you know, and I shared it, you know. In fact, I've shared, if you got a problem and you got a secret, you got a problem. Today, I don't have problems. Today, I have opportunities. Now, what's the difference? Opportunity is a positive way of looking at a problem, you know. Like I said, take what you like. If you don't like any of this stuff, that's all right, too. You know, I hear a lot of things at meetings that I don't like, you know, and I take what I like and leave the rest. Better yet, put it up on the mantle. 6 months from now, you may use it, you know, because we change as we're in the program. You know, hopefully we change as we're in the program. Some of us, like me, are stubborn, you know, and... like I said, I did not want to be in a room full of women, and I ended up marrying one of those ladies in that room. And I hadn't schemed or tried to do that. You know, we met at an OA function. She was on region board, or she was in region one, and she's a trustee for region one, and... I get to go along and run my mouth every once in a while, and I enjoy doing it. You know, actually, I'm the chauffeur. You know, I'm the Region 1 chauffeur. We meet about four times a year with the region, and she goes to Albuquerque four times a year, and I get to take her to the airport, you know, and watch the dogs. But keep coming back. I'll guarantee it'll get better, but I can't prove it. You know, I can't prove anything. You know, I know if I wear these rings I've got on to remind me of who I am and what I am. This one is my sobriety ring. That's put the plug in the jug. This one is a Navy spoon, but I call it a fork. It might have been a fork. I don't know. Put the plug in the jug. Put down the fork. And this other ring is a nickel on it. You know, I got to give it away to keep it. And I like what I've gotten out of this program. You know, it's not beautiful, but it's a whole lot better than it used to be. You know, it's a whole lot better than it used to be. On page 560 of the big book, it talks about our wants, which are never satisfied, and our needs, which are always provided for. You know, and this morning at 7:30, my needs were met. You know, and I can have anything I want to eat. This is a wonderful place to come on a cruise with the security of 50 other compulsive overeaters. You know, it's hard to go up there and eat something I shouldn't and not get caught. You know, but we got 50 some overeaters here, and we probably have 2,000 ought-to-bes.
Amen.
Oh. Keep coming. Take what you like. Leave the rest. Prove me wrong. You know, we're talking about principles. I like to, sometimes I get in trouble. Sometimes they ask me to talk about the tools, and I say, screw the tools, work the steps. You know, because the steps are the program. Steps are the program, you know, and we can work them here. They'll probably work better at home, you know, but boy, I thought of that 23rd Psalm this morning, up there looking around, and there's, you know, just last night, did you, any of you all go to the thing in the...
All about the shows?
Yeah. Did anybody go to that last night? Boy, they were pushing food there last night. or I thought they were, you know. Go eat everything you want. Well, I can't do that. I can, you know, but I can't do that, you know. I don't want to do that. I don't have to do that today. You know, and it's a result of coming here and taking what I choose. Same way up there in the Windjammer. I can take what I choose and leave the rest. You know, I don't have to eat the whole damn thing. You know, and to be real honest with you, this morning, what I got at the Windjammer wasn't that damn good. You know, greasy bacon, it was terrible. But that's neither here nor there. You know, in some places we go, we can't talk about food. Well, I talk about food because that's why I'm here. You know, for a long time, I found out 3 or 4 years ago that I was allergic to Snickers candy bars. You know, I had a Snickers in this hand and a Diet Coke in this hand, and I was fine. You know, and I was. You know, as a result of that, I quit eating Snickers candy bar, and it got a lot better. I lost 20 pounds in just about 3 months, just from lack of that. Then I went out in the garage and I counted the Diet Coke. Normal people don't have 42 12-packs of Diet Coke sitting in their garage. Well, you know, some of us might. You know, I can't speak for you, but I had 42 12-packs of Diet Coke, and I got rid of them. You know, I drank them. You know, I didn't throw them away. I'm cheap to do that. Yeah. You know, but I learned I don't buy Diet Coke for the 12-pack. I want to warn you all about those cute little $19 Cokes you can get. That's $19 a day. I don't know if they don't tell you that.
Oh, yes, they do.
You know, that's $19 a day. You know, and I'm too cheap for that. And I went down and we canceled it. You know, I can do that today. It cost me $19 twice. Once for me, once for Margie. But, the more I know, the better my chances of staying sober and abstinent. You know, and I can learn an awful lot on a cruise. This is not, but, you know, that's part of me. You know, maybe I will talk about it. I don't know. But keep coming back. Take what you like, you know, or put it on the mantle, you know, because as we age in this program and we do age in this program, you know. I've learned so much about me and a lot about you all, you know, by keep coming back, taking what I like, and leaving the rest of it. You know, we're all the same, and we're all different. You know, food plans. We've all got food plans, and if you ain't got a food plan, somebody will give you one and tell you how to work the program. You know, and when they do that to me, I say no. And my wife is saying she's going to get up and speak here in a minute. The good news is she'll correct all my errors. You know, and she may hit the topics that I was supposed to have talked about. But I don't know how this thing works. I just know it works. You know, I don't have to compulsively do it each day. That's the good news. You know, and I always want to bring the good news. Sometimes we get all wrapped up in life, and life can be a bitch from time to time, you know, but keep coming back, and it will get better. I'll guarantee it. That nickel will work, but you got to turn it over. You got to turn it over, you know, and how do you do that? I don't have any idea. I roll out of bed in the morning, get on my knees, and say, God, keep me sober, abstinent, somewhat sane today. Somewhat sane. I want to enjoy life. Show me your will and grant me the power to carry it out. Now, I've been doing that for a lot of years, and that works for me. I don't know what will work for you all, you know, but a lot of people have trouble with God. I tell them, if you got trouble with God, take a zero, put right in the middle of God, and you deal with good. A lot of people will say, yes, I can. Marge is coming.
Thank you.